DeMello. Coast FM.
Apparently, we are whinging.
Are we?
Mm-hmm.
Perth says who?
Well, according to the 2019 Driving Cities Index, right?
Okay.
Perth has finished as Australia's best city for drivers.
Sorry, what? Out of what?
Well, this fresh report compares motoring conditions in 100 capitals around the world. And we finished pretty high globally, but we were easily the best in Australia.
The best in Australia?
Yep.
Really?
The study included things like infrastructure, congestion on the roads, driving costs, incidents of road rage, and used all of these things to factor in and determine a city's driving conditions. And since we don't have tolls and our parking isn't the most pricey in Australia, our air quality ranks pretty well.
Yeah.
All these things come together. We've been ranked the best in Australia, and Perth is regarded as the overall 13th world's best city to get behind the wheel out of the 100 studied.
Wow, 13 out of 100 is pretty good.
The top three, there were two Canadian cities and I think Dubai was one of the United Arab Emirates was like, that was the top three. So there you go. Apparently we just need to get some perspective on the road.
I guess it's because we're one of the smaller in comparison cities and we're spread out. It's not like you've got major highways all jammed
I've driven on the freeway system in Los Angeles.
Exactly.
It's not like that.
Nothing compared to something like that.
Do you know what? The main difference that I can tell you between the freeways here and the freeways in Los Angeles is if you need to get across the six lanes of traffic, which sometimes you do.
Yeah, here we go.
If you indicate, people let you in.
That's
the big difference.
Over here, we just feel like we're entitled to our lane. That is our spot and no way is anyone cutting us off getting
merging,
in front of
this
us.
This is why merging and roundabouts are such difficult areas because we kind of go, no, you're not coming into my zone.
Yeah, we've got an issue with people cutting in front of us in line, don't we? We get angry about it.
So according to those with some perspective, we've got it better than we think.
All right.
So over to you now.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
First off, Musical Fruit is on this weekend at Keith Holmes Reserve.
Hey.
So it's tomorrow and Sunday afternoon where you can check out great local music for free.
Yes, and we're going to be there. Coast Crew is there tomorrow if you want to pick up some freebies as well while you're there.
Tomorrow's also McHappy Day.
Hey.
Raising money for Ronald McDonald House Charities, which of course helps the families of sick kids when they need it most, when they're away from home and stuff. So
grab a big
great
pack.
Cause.
If there's one day of the year we don't feel guilty about going and having McDonald's, today is the day.
Tomorrow is the day.
Treat yourself. Oh, sorry, tomorrow.
You can even though, you don't even have to go in there and buy a Big Mac, you can just put money in the tin.
Yeah. You know what? If you still want to be good.
If you just want to duck in there and have one of their salads or whatever they do, I'm sure they've got them still somewhere.
I'm sure they'll be able to find one for you. Don't go to Max for a salad.
And look, an American tradition that apparently, it's apparently an American tradition, but it's one that I encourage if it is indeed something that everyone is doing in America today. Today is National Clean Out Your Fridge Day.
Clean Out Your Fridge Day. I think we need to do that here.
That's what
in
I was
office.
Thinking. Yep, make it happen.
Something's stinky in that fridge, that's for sure.
Sure there's not a
don't
body.
Don't know who it is.
Is there a body in there or something possibly?
Possibly.
And I think you'll find that Leavers Week or Schoolies for Eastern Staters kicks off at some point potentially this afternoon through to the official kickoff on Monday.
Yeah, right.
But we're in that territory. Because I'm trying to think back, when I finished, like we did our exams, the last exam was on the Friday for me, and we all just kind of caught up and went, hey, it's on.
It's on.
I didn't actually go anywhere, but like pretty much all of my leavers was on Friday afternoon, pretty
much.
Yeah,
right.
So, yeah, I imagine there'll be some that'll be gathering, you know, have a little sip or coffee or whatever people
do. A cuppa.
People just go for coffee, tea, that sort of thing. Anyway, congratulations if you're just about there or if you're done. A technical glitch has meant some American mobile phones received bizarre messages last week, right?
Okay.
A 25-year-old in California got an unwanted message from an ex she'd stopped talking to and he received a message from her. Neither of them sent them.
Right.
And they say the mobile companies have blamed like a maintenance upgrade by a third-party operator. So it's more than one network that's copped this, right? Then some were completely random. Like one said just eat Sarah.
Eat Sarah. Wow, that's quite an aggressive instruction,
and
isn't
some
it?
Some other lady got a text from her husband at 4:45 in the morning saying, am I going to get sued for sexual harassment?
Whoa, okay.
Now, I feel like maybe somehow stuff people had Googled got sent as a text.
Yeah, eat Sarah.
Please tell me that can't happen.
Whoa.
Like no one needs to be texted the stuff that I Google.
Wow, okay.
Could I just say that? No one needs to be subjected to what people Google.
What are you Googling? I'm scared now.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
More details of the inside world in Hollywood from Nikki Parkinson.
Now, Taylor Swift has revealed overnight that the song she co-wrote with Andrew Lloyd Webber for the new movie Cats is dropping tomorrow morning. She tweeted this teaser yesterday.
And it really is a tease.
Follow me home.
And that's it.
That's it. So you have to wait till tomorrow.
A little bit creepy. Follow me home if you dare to.
Oh, it's going to be a hit, though, that's for sure.
Oh, you know it.
So she sings it on the soundtrack version. It's called Beautiful Ghosts. That's going to be released as a single. But in the movie, it's sung by Francesca Haywood. She is the character Victoria. Cats is in cinemas on December 20. Now, Alicia Keys is set to return as host of the Grammy Awards next year. The 2020 Grammys take place in LA on January 26. Nominations will be revealed on the 20th of this month, so look out for those. And a second Trolls movie is on the way. This one is called Trolls World Tour. The sequel to the 2016 movie is due out in April with a massive all-star cast, including, of course, JT, Anna Kendrick, alongside Ozzy Osbourne, James Corden, Jamie Dornan, Mary J. Blige, Kelly Clarkson, and Iconopop, just to name a few.
And it's all about music.
We need to go undercover.
But how?
With fashion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go tell your homie.
Only rock trolls are allowed back here.
We are genuine hard rockers.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Rainbows, unicorns, everything nice.
Yeah! Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Cool.
Rainbows, unicorns, everything nice. Brush your teeth.
Looks hilarious. Brilliant. And the soundtrack is going to be massive as well. It's going to have new music from JT, Chris Stapleton, Kelly Clarkson, Mary J. Blige, and SZA. So look out for that one as well. It's going to be massive.
Nikki and DeMello, back Monday from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.